This here Major Spoilers podcast is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. VIP stands for Very Important People, and their small monthly contributions ensure that this podcast remains free for all of you. If you would like to help Major Spoilers create more content for you, please visit members.majorspoilers.com and become a VIP member today. I sure do thank you for your support. Now, here's your show.
Welcome to Critically Acclaimed, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this episode with a friend. We are deep into the 5th edition, man. I think we've got this whole game figured out.
At least the first two levels of it.
Wait, there's more than two?
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, dude, the game doesn't even really start till he hits level 3.
Yeah.
Are we at level 3 yet, Ket?
Nope.
Ket? Do you want to spend an episode leveling up?
No.
Exactly.
Because all we do is just add 1 point to everything, and then...
Level 3 is...
Not even
until
level 4.
Like I said,
we don't get more points to level 4?
I believe. Isn't that not where the next proficiency bump
Actually,
bump
I think
happens?
It might not be.
I have no idea where the next proficiency bump happens,
it
but level 3,
five.
Like I said, is where the game really starts. It's where,
yeah,
you,
where you
choose your path. Well,
like, for example, I get to choose a monastic tradition.
Because Wizards said level 1 was where you want to start.
Because level 1 is
the first
level.
If the game starts at level 3, why am I starting at level 1?
Because that's what Wizards told us.
I don't trust Wizards.
Which one's the wizard? You're the wizard.
We actually we've been talking about this.
Yeah.
You want the coastal wizards, not the mountain wizards.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well
one,
done.
Yeah, one thing that Brian brought up when we were talking about it is that you want the coastal wizards and not the mountain wizards. But also that D&D Next splits up your first level good stuff, like the stuff that you need to become a full-on character over the course of 3 levels to prevent people from just dipping into a class through multi-classing and getting everything that a fighter gets by taking only a single level. Still, though,
yes,
by taking only a single level, you actually do get a bunch of stuff.
If you dip into fighter, who's...
Yeah, if you dip into fighter, yeah.
Well, I know I get a whole bunch of cool stuff when I hit level 3.
Probably Paladin, too.
Yeah,
I get deflect
missiles.
Because
Paladin actually get, like, way high... Like, they get the biggest armor at first, I think.
Well, there you
still.
Go. So probably Paladin would be even a better for one level dip.
Yeah. So, yes.
It has both its advantages and disadvantages.
Yep.
Mostly dis.
No, no, there's probably a lot of people that really like what 5th edition is doing.
There's stuff that there's definitely stuff that I like about D&D Next.
It's just wrapped in a bunch of stuff that we don't like.
Yeah. You know.
I would say that's accurate from my point of view.
Yep,
yes.
Definitely.
Well, we'll do a whole like-dislike reaction thing when we're done with this this portion of the off-season. So the only way we're going to get there is by opening this door in front of us.
All right.
And we all die.
I have a request. Before we start this episode, could we, like, describe our characters? Because I'm sure the listeners have completely forgotten what
That's
we look
true.
Like.
They're probably picturing our old characters.
Just imagine you guys in there, like, as yourselves most of the time.
No.
And that's the problem with playing D&D with you, Robert.
All right. I'm Aldous Silverlock Way, 6 feet tall, black eyes, light brown skin. I've got a long ponytail coming down the back. Everything else is bald. I wear kind of like robes that you would traditionally find from a monk because I've been in the monastery. But before I went to the monastery, I was a pirate. And so with some of those pirate things come some pirate things that happen, like tattoos. And wrapping around my right arm is a giant dragon tattoo. And on my palm of my left hand, I have a skull and crossbones tattooed on there, which pirates can use to help intimidate, help let other pirates know that you're a pirate, those kinds of things. And then there's some other things that you can't see when I'm wearing clothes. So right now I'm wearing clothes. So there you go.
You got something above your butt.
I do.
Butterfly.
I have a monk stamp.
It's just it's very chaste looking. Yeah.
But the tattoo artist I went to didn't do it right, and so and that is all this way.
Dreadar Hammersong is a dwarf, has pretty much black hair, shortcut, straight, level, even, like a beard cut, like in a straight line that just comes about neck length, pretty short for a dwarf, basically tied back hair that comes fairly, like, not a severe widow's peak, but just slightly peakish.
Shorter than your average dwarf?
probably about average dwarf height. So shorter than your average man.
I think his meant the beard was shorter than the average dwarf.
Yes, the beard is shorter. Yeah,
I misattributed the subjunctive clause.
Yeah, and probably not quite as wide or bulky as your average dwarf, but still fairly so. And he's wearing chainmail now. I wrote it down somewhere. Scale mail. And,
which is even better.
Yep. And has just kind of a layer of robes over with just for his ceremonial soldier mage armor. His army mage armor. Robes. Ceremonial robes.
Ah. Words.
Words.
Words. I make them.
Common is not my native tongue.
Yeah. It's difficult.
Yes.
Still.
My go?
Your go.
All right. Neron, my character is a tiefling. I think this is how I described him last time. He's got violet skin. His hair is just a little bit darker than that. And it's like a buzz cut. He's got a pair of black horns. He wears fairly nice traveler's robes. He's got leather armor and probably like a jacket that he wears over that. He wears a pair of thick rim glasses and carries a rapier with him. although he clearly doesn't know it. Nowadays he basically has like a lute and a javelin kind of across his back. And usually just really, really hopes that he pulls the right one at the right time. He's got a long tail that is unadorned. He doesn't have any like frills or points or anything at the end of it. And is actually like generally very clean, spends some time every morning like grooming himself and everything, has like short nails, shaves every morning, that kind of thing.
Veska.
Am I the only one left? Okay.
No.
You're the only other one left.
Okay. Veska is an elf. Probably, like, she kind of changes up her outfit in that she does different things with it. But she generally is wearing like a, usually like a light blouse or shirt type thing, but you can't really see it that much because she's got like a like black leather armor, and it seems like a lot of her stuff has been drawn on or etched on with black paint or black engravings or something, but not with like cool elven curlicues or anything, but like skulls and lightning bolts and all sorts of like weird symbols that look kind of juvenile. She has Sort of dark skin and red curly hair, and what she tends to be wearing almost all the time is a kind of baggy beanie over her hair that's also black. Black is obviously her favorite color. She has two short swords and a long bow. On the short swords, on one of the short swords is a skull dangling off of it, like with some like a rosary type thing. And there are, again, like her weapons are just cut, and the scabbards are just like covered in weird childish drawings of skulls and things. And that's Veska.
Malagog
Farsinich is very, well, I like to describe him as sort of a pyramid with legs. 5'8", 200, I don't remember if I said 255, 275, very thick of limb, a heavy, short, squat gentleman, bright green skin, a long, flowing golden mullet. It is truly a sight to behold. He doesn't necessarily take care of it, but if you ever watch once in a while, he'll, you know, take his fingers and pick it out so that it's wide and tall in a triangular sphinxish fashion. Facial scarifications, especially on his forehead and cheeks. If you look closely, they may say something. They may not. No one's ever asked. carrying a hammer damn near as tall as he is. A rather large hammer for the hammering of hammery. Wearing chainmail over some really unusually nice silken garments, which, again, kind of seem out of place. And do not match either his green skin or his yellow hair, which, not really so much of a problem. Colors are different when you're an orcish orc. Or as you know, some part of an orc you might be. An orc. I'm going to say orc one more time, just to close this all up. Orc.
Okay,
orc.
All right, so you're getting ready to look through a door?
Yep.
Listen at it or anything?
Nah, I'll just open it.
Just open it.
Like, we just killed three things in here. My guess is whatever's in there knows we're here, or there's nothing in there.
Your second guess is correct.
All right.
Yay, yeah, hooray for nothing.
Yes. Open to what looks like just a passageway.
No, a passage.
Wow.
Wonder where it passes to.
Hall in the middle of the castle connecting.
Good for now, maybe bad like for later. Rooms.
Oh. So this is the way deeper into the castle?
Wait. I have a question. This is a tower. How do we get, like, upwards in the tower?
Stairs, I would presume.
There are stairs. There's none here.
None here.
And anywhere that you've been able to find stairs, they've either been collapsed or if you get up to the upper floor, there's nothing there that's been collapsed. Basically everything above the first floor is useless.
Okay. Got you. Thank you.
All right. Veska, you want to keep an eye on this hallway? I'll go open this other door.
Sure.
All right.
This
one
right here.
Yep.
Ready for hammery.
All right. So this is the... You're just going to straight up open it?
Yep.
This chamber has been set up as a crude living space, with thick furs thrown on the floor to serve as carpets, old trophies hanging on the walls, a large bed to the north, and a brazier of coals burning brightly. A round table with several chairs stands to the south near the door. Near the table on the floor is an unconscious dwarf who looks badly beaten.
Oh,
hey!
I think we found our princess.
Also in the room is a old bugbear. Large, fierce bugbear. A wolf.
Mm.
And what appears to be a female drow. The bugbear and the drow have been arguing.
What have they been arguing about? Money? They forgot that they gave their money to the owlbear.
I think they stopped arguing when we opened the door.
I don't trust that accountant.
He wouldn't even give me a receipt
for my deposit.
He's just putting the money in somebody's chest.
Burying it. I don't think he's a licensed accountant.
So yeah, we're going to go into combat.
What?
Time to kill!
We hang out with that lady. Is she hot?
The drow?
Yes. That changes everything.
If she's hot.
Yeah.
No. Rob can make no claims.
Rob can make no claims on what?
On whether the drow is hot or not.
How attractive this drow is.
I think beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I'm
doing some math.
A beholder!
Need to know how much advantage she has on Aldous and Vesca.
Oh, yeah, because pretty ladies he has a weakness for.
Yeah. I'm just trying to make sure the game's accurate.
So, yes, the drow is attractive because they don't let drow get into any sort of society without being attractive.
Aww. That's
how drow society works.
They eat the ugly ones.
That's awful.
They shun the ugly ones.
They turn them into
spider people. Who is deciding what's attractive?
It's a social construct.
I just have a lot of questions for that drow.
Well, if one or both, if both of you manage to survive the encounter, you can ask her.
Nobody kill that drow all the way. I got some questions.
All right. Did any of the rest of you line up next to them, or
I think that's where we're at.
Okay, initiatives.
Okay,
initializing.
That's a number.
Yep. Definitely.
There's a number.
That's better than last time.
Most things are better than last.
Vesk is paying more attention now.
All those
girl in the room. 9.
Drenar.
6.
Neron.
14.
Vesca.
15.
Malagog.
13.
Yay, I hate none of you.
Why? What'd we do?
Didn't line up for a change? No one matched.
Yep.
So no 15 plus, 15 minus. You have a...
So, according to the Dragon Magazine article from an issue in 1994, owlbears do, in fact, lay eggs.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but that's a dragon. That's not
Thank you, Brian.
Well, first up on the initiative is the wolf.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I hope he's not hungry.
Who has...
Okay, I'm the wolf.
Going to come over here and
block the entrance.
Yup. And bite.
Was he biting?
Neron?
Oh.
Look out, Neron. There is a wolf.
There is?
In front of you.
20?
Yep.
Maybe. There we go. Take 6 piercing. And then roll me a DC 11 strength save.
No.
You are prone.
Oh no, this is not good.
Next up is the drow, who is going to walk over here next to the door. And wait. Then we have...
What kind of music does the drow lady seem to be into?
Ska.
You actually can't see her.
Vesca. Yeah, all you know that's going on is he opened the door, some yelling happened, and you see Neron drop.
Okay, put me... I can't really see where the door is. Where's the door? Point to it.
It's between these two.
Okay. Oh, wait, we need him. So she's going to go over there.
Okay.
Do
you want to be here or here?
So that I can short sword this thing. Okay. Is this a wolf?
This is a wolf.
Well, it's another wolf. And she is going to try and stab this thing.
Is it the same wolf?
Pretty certain you killed most of the wolves, other than the two.
We let one wolf run away.
We let two wolves run away.
Maybe this is that wolf, and he's going to befriend us.
Maybe, but I don't think so. Okay, first attack with the short sword. 22.
Hits.
She's going to stab this wolf. Six damage for her first attack. And since that worked, she's going to attack again.
With her other short sword.
With the other short sword. That's 21.
That'll also hit.
Okay. For 9 damage.
It looks very bad. You have it bleeding out of a couple of pretty bad wounds.
Nice.
She also boots it in the face for good measure.
Wait, how'd you get 9 damage on the second attack?
I rolled a d6 and I rolled maximum thing on it, plus 3.
Did you have the two weapon fighting? No, you took the defense one. The two
crap.
So take off 3.
Yep, you're just taking off 3, that last one.
Okay.
Instead. Wow, good catch. I'm so impressed.
It's why they let me stay here.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm not really useful for much of anything else.
Yeah, pretty much.
See?
No!
Is that your turn then?
Yeah, I did everything I could do.
Okay. Neuron.
Hey, that's me. Move action, stand up.
Okay.
Draw scimitar.
Okay.
Consider options. Attack wolf with scimitar. Rapier.
Face. Poke him. Poke him as hard as you can.
I will try to do that. That's going to be 13.
Hits.
All right. 4 damage.
All right. This is a very, very poorly looking wolf, but it is still standing.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Snarling and snapping.
I'm going to then spend my last spell to heal myself. I think.
Okay.
I think I can do that.
Yeah.
Actually, can I do the bigger one? I think I can.
It's not the bonus action. The bigger one's
an
action.
You're right.
Hey.
4, 7.
Nice.
Which is going to put me back up to 4.
Yay.
Ding.
Done.
Yep.
Next up, Malagog.
Hello. All right, so we have a drow, we have a wolf that is dead.
Nope.
The wolf is standing there snarling and snapping. It doesn't look like it's really attacking anything in particular at this point, but it is still in the way.
And a bear bug over there.
And a bear
bug
over
there. But we have to get through the wolf to get anywhere.
You have to get through the wolf to get anywhere. It is blocking.
I'm going to attack the wolf.
Okay.
Okay.
And chuck your hand axe into it?
Yes.
Okay.
Which I clearly retrieved from the corpse of the owlbear. And that's a 1.
Or not.
Okay.
That stinks.
Did it skitter off into the darkness and never be seen again?
You'll probably be able to find it again, but it is no longer there.
That sucks. That's my turn.
All right, that does suck.
Hold on just a second. You may be able to do something else.
Oh
no, that was your action, sorry. I was going to say he maybe could give help to Neron. I was looking, I thought that there was something here about pushing, but I don't see it anymore.
Be bull rush, probably.
No, it was something like you can basically bump somebody out of the way. I'll look for it. Go on.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, it's your turn.
Oh, it is my turn?
It is your turn.
Well, All right.
Yeah, I rolled very, very terribly for King Bugbear's initiative.
I see.
Well, I'm going to move over here. Bloop. And throw some throwing darts into that thing's eyes.
The wolves?
Into the wolves' eyes. Okay. And 19.
It'll hit.
It four drops. Damage.
Okay. Plop.
All right. Gone and gone. And then has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'll just stay right there. 6. I'll go ahead and 7. Spin my other key point.
Do you want to go a little further into the room to let your...
Like here?
The other way.
Like here?
Yeah. All let right. your compatriots actually be able to get to him.
Sure. All right.
Because, you know, they can't move as fast as you.
Nope.
2 flurry of blows to the face. 19?
Wait just a sec. Yep, that'll hit.
For 5 damage.
Okay.
Net wow. 20 for... 7 damage.
Okay, so 12 damage. Yeah. Okay.
And my turn is done.
Yeah, he doesn't look very happy, but it is not
his
turn
dead.
Yet.
Oh.
Oh, God, no. Drenar! I say, you fought a bugbear before.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's a bear with a bug's head, right?
6. We'll just try to tie him up.
Okay.
Basically get in his way and like kind of
I'm
jostle
a dwarf.
Him.
I'm in your face.
Yes.
Dunskys?
Well, maybe I'm on your sternum.
Yes.
Yeah, this is a massive bugbear.
Massive.
And he is going to lift his morning star and come straight down on Aldous's face.
Ah.
19.
Ow.
Yep.
Ten damage.
Alright. Good thing I still had 3 temporary hit points.
I don't know that you do. Did we spend less than 10 minutes looking around?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You open the one door.
Then hang on a second.
Alright.
Somebody hand me a PHB.
Mr. Did the temporary hit points go away if you lose concentration?
Yeah.
Well, I understand that you wouldn't gain any... You know, they wouldn't replenish anymore,
true.
But...
Well, here's the thing. They wouldn't replenish anymore for this fight.
Mm-hmm.
But I would still have the 3 that I didn't spend in the other room.
Yeah.
Taking damage. When you take damage, while you're concentrating on a spell, you must make a constitution saving throw to maintain your concentration. The DC equals 10, or half the damage you take, whichever number is higher. None of which I hit. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so, I mean, that's up to you, Rob, if he still has those 3 or not.
He'll still have them.
Okay. Yay. Thank you, benevolent overlord.
So that's 7 damage, then? Is that what you took?
Yep. I've got
so
8 hit points
right
now.
The bugbear's turn. And it goes to the top of the order, which would be Wolf, which is dead.
Yay.
And Drow.
Boo.
She's going to come after the dwarf.
Ah!
Multi-attack. Overhead swing with a couple of clubs, looks like.
Okay.
Mm. 24.
That'll hit.
Take... 5. And 16.
I'm going to activate shield.
Yay. So I assume that's a miss then?
Yes.
And you're going to get temporary hit points?
7 temporary hit points.
You going to write them down?
They're there. Nah.
All right. So yeah. Yeah, the first one comes through and smack, and then the second one smack into a shield. And she reels from the shield a little bit. And then it is your guys' turn. So, Veska.
Okie doke. She is going to go into the room more fully. Actually, yeah. And so is the bugbear and the drow next to each other or no?
No, they're about a dwarf Aldous, space away.
Bugbear, dwarf, drow.
One dwarf Aldous, away.
Drenar, drow.
One dwarf away.
One dwarf over the line.
Okay. She'll still do this. She's going to use Hail of Thorns.
Does that hit allies? Like, is that creatures?
Oh, it does. Never mind.
Okay. Would appreciate it.
She is not a complete dick.
Yeah, no, at this level, we can't take friendly fire.
Yeah. You also may want to save that spell slot for the cure wounds that you picked up.
I don't understand how spells work. Anyways.
You get one per day.
Both. I only get one?
I believe so.
Yes. You know two spells, you can only cast one of them.
That's or might so be two, I don't know. I'd have to dumb. Look at the ranger.
I'm guessing it's only one, since spell casting is not their primary ability.
That it does make sense that this idiot can only keep one spell in her head at a time.
She can keep all her spells in her head, it's just a matter of, you know, she only has the energy to do one.
Yes.
She's not an idiot, she's a flibbity gibbet.
She is going to...
She has two first level slots at second level, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
She knows two spells, she can cast two spells.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yep. Oh, there you go.
I am awesome.
That is awesome.
Awesomer than I thought. Okay. Or how I thought originally, but didn't understand it all, so it was still useless. Anyways, she is going to not use Hail of Thorns, and instead switch to her longbow, which is a move action.
It's part of your move.
It's part of a move.
Yeah.
Part of your move.
Crap. What does that mean?
That means you can do that during your move action.
Oh, okay. Awesome. So while she is stepping into the room, she switches to her longbow and fires a shot at the bugbear.
Okay.
Finally. Okay. So do I still have Neron's bardic inspiration? Floating
yes.
around?
If you didn't use it last time, then yes.
I did not.
Because we determined it hasn't been 10 minutes since the last fight.
Correct.
Okay, so I got a 14, and I'm going to add a D6 onto that, correct?
Yep.
Okay. 19.
Hits.
And that's going to do 9 damage. Piercing damage.
He has an arrow in his chest.
She's going to try and talk to that drow. Like, hey.
Hey, what's up?
I'm talking to her.
I'm pretty certain he's got her FaceTime a little more tied up.
Hey, Drenar, can you just like move to the side of it? I'm trying to talk to the lady.
Can you stop making that?
What's your name? So that's her turn.
All right.
How you living?
Neron.
I'm going to get into the room. So do I know this dwarf?
You assume that it's probably Gundren. If you get a little closer and examine, it is Gundren.
Okay. Do I have to spend any time examining him or
no.
anything? Okay.
He's behind a table, so... Yeah, it's like, oh, there's a dwarf tied up over there. Is that Gundren?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's Gundren.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come over here, check if it's Gundren.
It is.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Yes. And so I will say, hey guys, it's Gundren. And then that will be a very inspiring way of saying that. Which I'm going to give Bardic Inspiration to Aldous. And then I will say, you guys should surrender because we're like really good at this. Which is going to confuse this bugbear and put advantage on him.
Okay.
Bugbear. Advantage.
Malagog.
Hello. You always say it's so jolly. All right, so I can enter the room.
You can enter the room.
Can I get to something that needs to be combatified?
What's your speed?
30.
Yeah, you can get to either of them.
Which one looks like it needs to be more combatified?
Well, the drow hasn't been hit.
Yeah, the drow hasn't been hit yet, and the bugbear's been hit a decent number of times.
So the drow hasn't been hit at all. I'm going to attack the drow.
Okay.
Da 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 da. I am green. Da 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 da. And I rolled a 2, so that's a 7 to hit. Now my turn is over. Mother Husbucket.
Did you use your action surge in the previous fight?
I did.
Yeah, because you chucked the axe.
I did.
All right. Aldous.
All right. I'm going to take my hand axe and try to cleave that arrow in two that's in his chest. So okay. It drives deeper into his chest.
You've got advantage.
And that gives me the chance to roll 2 d20s and take the higher one or take both of them.
The higher one.
You roll 2 d20s.
Well, that will be 16 plus 5 is 21.
Hits.
For 5 damage.
Okay.
And then an extra unarmed attack to his face. Which is a
higher hits.
4, 5 damage.
You did 5 both times?
Yep.
Okay.
He's dead.
No.
Oh.
He's not terribly happy about the arrow being driven further into his chest, but punching him in the face is kind of making him angry.
Okay. Does he express that by moving his mandibles around? Isn't that what the bugs have?
No, a bugbear, like, okay, here's what a bugbear looks like.
It's not a bear with a bug's head?
Here's what a bugbear looks like.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't look like a bug at all.
No.
Nope. You see that over there?
That looks like a werewolf bear.
In Not Hazeland?
Yeah, I see that.
Okay.
I know what it looks like.
It looks like that, only fiercer.
Oh.
Dude, we know from bugbears. We have public transportation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Anytime you get on a bus in Topeka, there's going to be a bugbear.
Oh, yeah.
If you get on the bus and you don't know which one the bugbear is, it's probably
it's you.
Oh, no.
All right. So you're done?
I'm done.
Okay. Drenar.
All right.
You're caught between a drow and a bugbear.
That's like a dwarf's nightmare.
It is. Kind of want to unleash
and the bugbear 2 bits.
Some magic missile here.
Yes, do it.
Just trying to decide how I want to distribute it.
Though. All on the bugbear.
All on the bugbear. Yeah, like
he's
about
the
down.
Most damaged. I don't think he's that close to being dead, though.
All right, fair enough. All on the bugbear.
That drow obviously is just in the wrong place at the wrong time. She's like a nice lady.
Wrapped up with the wrong crowd.
10 damage to bugbear with magic missiles.
Thump. Turns around and swings at your face.
Powers up.
Brings his morning star down on. So you still have a magic shield up, don't you? No.
No.
That would have gone away now.
At the start of my turn.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's swinging down on your face. Maybe. Where is it? 14.
No.
Okay.
Good.
Barely.
Good.
My scale takes the brunt.
Yeah, so he roars mightily at you as he manages not to lift his morning star into your hood. Drow turn. You seem slightly more effective than the orc that just whiffed. So,
question. Does the bugbear still have advantage, or is that just the one time?
Just the one time.
Okay.
So a multi-attack on you again. 11?
Nope.
18.
Yeah.
Take 10.
Ouch.
Wow.
Max damage.
8 hit points.
Left?
I'm bloodied. Yes.
It's okay. I've got 8 hit points left, too.
And then Veska.
I thought you said that Drow was going to go.
But Drow just slammed.
It just slammed the dwarf.
Well, she didn't answer me?
No. She's kind of preoccupied with the dwarf that blocked her attack.
She's more interested in me.
The orc that just swung an axe at her face.
Drow, get out of the way. I'm trying to have a conversation here.
Try this. Say, I just met you and this is crazy. Stop killing my friend now.
You're crimping my game, man.
Yeah. Listen, she's not interested in you. That's why she's trying to kill you.
Sounds like she's really interested in it.
She's going to try and get up next to Drenner.
Mm-hmm.
No. Like, all up.
Up at the bugbear.
Yeah. Drenner, you need to get out of my way, man. Uh-huh. I'm trying to do something here. She says as she stabs the bugbear, but she's looking at the drow. So let's see how this happens. First attack. Whiff. That's a 9. I'm going to guess that doesn't hit.
That does not hit.
Okay, that's okay. She's going to try again. That was just a feint. 20.
That's a hit.
Said it was just a feint, man.
Remember, there's no additional damage on this one.
I know. Thank you. This time. 4 damage.
So you lodge your short sword into his gut.
Uh-huh.
And as you pull it out, you do that last little bit of damage and he drops.
Yay!
Okay, now that's settled down. What's your name again? I just missed your name. That's her turn.
Neron.
I will pull out a javelin and say, actually, yeah, let's slow down and you tell us your name and see if she surrenders.
Everyone's trying to move in on you, girl.
Just kind of looks around, puts both arms up.
Great!
Yeah, I love this dance.
Is it my turn?
No,
hit
we're
him with
just...
a hammer.
No!
You can go for it if you want to.
Does she look dangerous?
She's a
drow. It's a drow. She was just pummeling on your dwarf.
She's doing nothing.
Jeez, that would be a jerk move, though. Yeah. Right. I will be ready to hit her with a hammer if she makes any funny moves.
I step back.
All right. Stands there.
Yep.
Hands up.
I'll walk up.
Okay.
I'll go to Gundren.
Veska's trying to get to her first.
So, yeah, sorry about that. Is the bugbear dead?
Yep,
that bugbear's dead.
Stab him a couple times to be sure.
So, let's start with that. What's your name?
No answer.
I'm Vesca.
This is Vesca.
Yeah.
She and I glowers at you. Glowers, is that a word?
Yeah.
Oh, glowers is a verb. I'm going to hit her with a hammer.
What?
She verbed.
She verbed.
Vesca's totally in the way there.
A glower is some sort of magical attack, right? You cast a glower on somebody?
It's kind of like an extra angry glare.
Oh, well, that's just pathetic.
You're thinking of a glamour.
I hit her with a hammer. Because my hammer and her glower make for a glamour.
Are you really hitting her?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But if she keeps mean mugging.
That's just her face, man.
She's not answering. Talking.
No?
No.
Do they speak a different language?
Oh. Vesca says it in Elven.
Just an angrier glare.
Okay, now I'm going to hit her with a hammer.
Come on. Are you really?
See, I don't want to be a jerk, but I really want to hit her with a hammer.
Hit her with a hammer. You have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Can I knock her unconscious with a hammer?
You can attempt to.
Done.
Vesca will be in the way of that.
23.
You knock two people unconscious.
All right. So Vesca is trying to block you from knocking out the prisoner.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to kind of need to know where everybody's standing.
Well, I'm standing over there.
I walked up to the prisoner, so I'm probably here. I'm going to guess this guy backed off a little bit.
He said he went over to Gundren. Check Gundren.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. So that's probably how we are right now.
All right.
We're just going to dwarf it up.
Damage, Matthew.
11 points of damage.
Vesca, take 11. You successfully blocked the attack. The drow is back here.
Hey, Aldous, come here. Keep an eye on the prisoner.
Okay.
I'll grab Malagog's face like with my palms like very gently, and I'm like, hey, dude, listen to me. Listen to me. Are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yes.
I don't know what it's like to be an orc, but I know what people tell me it's like to be an orc. Do you know what it's like to be a tiefling?
No.
Okay. Well,
okay.
It can be really terrible sometimes when people just assume that I'm going to eat their souls at any given point. All right? We have to rise above these stereotypes. Take it easy, please. We're trying to accomplish something here, right?
All right.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
I let go of his face.
Meanwhile,
we're going to cut away to
Aldous and
Drenar.
Oh, okay.
Checking on Gundren.
Yeah.
Trying to wake him up or.
Yeah, is he? Yeah.
He's not conscious. As you.
Go on, buddy.
Take him.
Wake up.
Kind of groggily shakes himself up. What's happening?
Hey, you were apparently taken by some goblins. We came and saved you.
Do you do the hand thing at the same time?
Absolutely.
Kind of looks around. Did you get all the goblins in the castle?
Oh, almost certainly not.
No, probably not.
What's going on right now?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty sure they're having a disagreement about what to do with the prisoner.
What prisoner?
The drow lady.
He looks confused.
Problems?
When was there a drow?
When we came in the room. Drow and a big bugbear over there, the big heap. Bleeding in the corner. Yeah.
All right. Do you know how many goblins are still out here?
No clue.
We need to get out of here.
Sounds like a good idea.
Hey, we're about to make our escape right now.
I'll check Vesca's head.
All right.
Vesca, I assume, is on the ground and slowly gets up.
I give her the healing potion.
No, that's all right.
Yeah. Well, I'm out of healing spells for now, but I'll sing you a song later.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right. Did I hear any of that exchange with the dwarves?
Do you understand dwarf?
Then no.
Gundren's suggesting that we get out of here real soon.
All right. I'll walk back over to the drow lady. Okay, so here's the deal. Situation has changed. Apparently we want to leave. It is going to be a lot easier for us to just mob you right now and kill you so we can make our escape and not have to worry about you. Or you could cooperate, tell us what you're doing here, and then everybody gets to leave alive.
I was here for the dwarf.
Why?
He knows where the mine is.
Okay.
Well, why don't you just ask him or something later?
Who do you work for? Come on.
Do you not know?
How
did you find the castle?
You'd be surprised.
We asked around town.
She works for that hermit.
You don't know who I work for.
Should I?
Someone might have told you.
Was it one of those people with the yellow exclamation mark?
Hold on, let me check my quest log.
Yes, let me get. Let's see. Are you a banshee?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look.
Let's pretend for a second I don't.
Wow, look at all these glowing Codex entries. I haven't read any of these.
All winter.
Oh man, this one changed from yellow to green.
Haddon Wester. Man, these are nonsense words. Plarg.
Are you working for Plarg?
Come on, you're really not out of stabbing distance. I'm trying to help you here.
I'm with the Black Spider.
Okay.
Oh, sure, Black Spider. Uh-huh.
All right, so here's the last thing we're going to do. Please empty your pockets.
She kind of turns what little pockets she has inside out.
Okay.
Everybody except for Neron is kind of getting glared at.
Did she actually drop her weapons?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll lean down, pick them up, hand
them. They're not there.
They're not there?
They're not there.
Oh. Well, that makes it easier.
But she doesn't have the weapons on her, so.
No, there's an invisible person in the room. We better get out of here.
All right. I agree. Let's give her some room.
All right.
I think back we need out. To close the door. I think we all need to back out. Close the door on her.
Not everyone back out.
No, I think we need to leave here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We need to get out of the room,
yeah.
But we don't let her go first.
Oh, I think let her go first.
She could alert everybody else in the castle.
The exit is right there.
Okay.
Can you walk?
Yeah, hold on. We just tie her up, right?
Yeah, I guess we could do that.
Okay, hold on a second.
But are the goblins just going to eat her if we leave her here?
Are the bugbears going to eat you if we leave you here?
Well, there's only the one bugbear.
What about the goblins?
Are they going to eat you if we leave you here?
Maybe.
Is she lying?
Did the bugbear king have a crown or anything?
You want to search him?
Sure.
He does not have a crown, but you do find 220 silver, 160 EP, and three potions of healing and Gundren's map.
Someone write that down.
I'm writing it. I got it. I'm writing it. Three potions of healing and a map.
To Wave Echo Cave.
Okay. And 160 EPs. That's a lot of music.
Yes.
Especially from K-Til.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't feel morally right just leaving her here since the goblins are probably just going to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two options. Actually, we have three options. Option one, we let her go. Mm-hmm. Option two, we drag her to town with us, but then we're going to be in town with a prisoner. Like, she's done she's done nothing in Fendolin. Like, are the authorities going to hold her there?
I don't know.
Well,
she maybe kidnapped our friend.
That's true. Gundren can file a grievance. So, some kind of grievance. Okay, so option two, that's that. Option three, we put some furs on Malagog and declare him the Goblin King and hope that helps.
I'm good with that. I'm up for this.
I mean, we did just kill the king.
Yeah, it's time to get out of here.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
All right. So we're not declaring Malagog King of the Goblins.
No.
All right.
Why him?
Aw.
Because he's...
that was my favorite plan.
Because he's the beefiest.
A goblin army could come in handy.
I guess it could be me. I could do it.
He doesn't even speak Goblin.
How do you know I don't speak Goblin?
Because before you were like, I don't speak Goblin.
Well, you can't use my own words against me.
I'm not talking to you anyways.
I think she just did. Anyway... Who's got some rope?
I do.
All of you?
All right.
Yep.
I believe that's part of the adventurer's pack that everybody started with.
All right. Captain?
Actually, I just
tie up the prisoner.
Now I'll tie up the prisoner.
I will tie her up.
No.
I know all the cool knots.
Yeah, I know you do.
We're taking her back to town? Or are we just tying her up and leaving her
here? We're taking her back to town.
Tie her up so that she can't escape.
Okay.
Vesco picks her up.
I think that's what she's been trying to do.
Yeah, listen, you.
I think you need
and
to
now
roll
we make a run for it.
We run. Yes.
All right.
We apparently transform and run. All
right. You're able to get out through the same place you came in.
Yay. Gundren, I'm glad we found you.
Yeah, you hear... through the
grapevine
canvas that was over here on the southern entrance in that room, you hear goblins rushing past.
Uh-oh. Good thing we made it out in time.
But you assume that room was the one that you guys... That room, like, you hear...
Our entire political structure is ruined!
Our kingdom will fall into ruin!
Well, at least we still have the bugbear. No!
Oh, no.
The owlbear?
Yeah, the owlbear. I'm sorry, that's what I meant.
That joke was
Someone at least our financial holdings are still secure.
No, that chest is empty.
We really did destroy their economy and their political structure.
Oh, what are we going to do now?
At least we didn't murder each and every one of them, as that's most adventurers
true
would do.
That's true.
At least we got a roof over our head. Just then the whole thing collapses down upon them.
That's relatively likely. This thing is kind of not...
They got into a shoving match over whose fault it was.
Or who's
king
now. They
knocked a timber out. And, what does Gundren have to say?
That's a good question.
You guys are going to make it back to town. Gundren's not exactly talkative on the way back.
All right. Okay, so we make it back to town.
All right, you guys make it back to town. Drop the drow off with the jailer.
Constabulary.
Yeah, the constabulary. With Gundren saying, yes, this is one of the people that attacked us. She caused the delay on some of the supplies that came into town.
Ooh.
And has probably been leading some of the other raids on supplies coming into town. Then he'll take you guys to the inn that you've been staying.
Yes. Did we give him back his map?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll give him back his map.
So, I didn't want to mention anything before we ditched her. Because she works for the Black Spider.
Who's the Black Spider?
The Black Spider is the person that I've been... I don't know if it's person or organization. I think the Black Web's the organization. Black Spider is the head of the Black Web. The Black Web's the organization that's been fighting me and my brothers... Over
the cave,
the mining rights.
Ah,
I believe they have my brothers Nundro and Tharden and Wave Echo Cave. And I would like for you guys to go rescue them.
Hey, any brother of yours is a brother of mine.
Okay, well, I think we need to get rested up. I know yes. you want to go running out right away, but yes. where is this Echo Cave at?
Echo Cave is... It is in the mountains east of here.
Hmm, okay.
But we'll want to take the pass to the south to get there.
Okay. How long is that going to take? A day?
About a day, day and a half.
Hmm.
If you do this, you'll be 10% owners in the mine, and I can pay you up front.
Oh.
Nice.
I think that sounds good.
All right.
But do you know if the mine is going to pay off?
That's why the Black Web is trying to kill me.
I think I'll just take the back half, the back end of the... I'll just take the 10% whatever comes out. I don't need to get paid up front.
I think you can... Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. That's why he's offering us a percentage rather than a lump sum.
Yeah, that's what I want is a percentage.
Yeah.
All right. Leave in the morning?
Sounds fine.
Sounds good to me.
All right. One second. I'll pull Malagog and Veska aside. Hey, guys.
What's up?
So things got a little hairy back there. I just want to clear the air a little bit. Make sure you guys are okay. We all stand to make a lot of money here. Also probably find some cool loot information and other things, but I feel that the only way that we're going to do that is if we trust each other. So if you guys want to talk about what happened, I'm here for you. And this is a safe zone. I mean, I don't know that spell yet, but but it could, but it is. So,
Veska.
Yeah.
I apologize for striking you. I certainly didn't mean to. It was not my intention. I just found her very unnerving.
Well, you're gonna like probably see a lot of unnerving things in general. You can't like hit them all.
Well, I've done well so far. But in any case, I don't intend to hit you again.
Okay. That's good, because...
Hold out a big green hand.
I'd probably be dead.
I don't know if you caught it, but he extended his hand out.
I know. Yeah, she puts her hand on top of his.
Excellent.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Why don't you guys go rest up? I've got some extra stuff that I got from the Bugbear King, and we'll separate it out at dinner tonight. Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All sure. right.
Hey, what do we know about the this Black Web cult? Or group, or I don't know who they are. Are they a cult? Are they an organization?
They're an organization. Is the leader.
Are they like a criminal organization? Are they on the NASDAQ? What's their
criminal? Oh. I mean, are you asking Gundren? Because you apparently know nothing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So
that's why I'm asking.
Yeah,
is this just friendly corporate competition?
I wouldn't say friendly.
Well,
right. This is just corporate competition. Or is this like a religious organization? What's their deal?
They are a bit... They're criminals.
Ah, okay.
Straight up, they're criminals with enough upstanding members to be able to function in society.
Mm. Are they all drow? Or are they made up of different peoples?
Different peoples.
Ah, okay.
Sound like every other corporation.
In fact, I wasn't certain. I didn't know there were any drow.
Well, at least they scratched up enough money together to hire a drow.
Yeah.
Which seems like a purposefully bold move. Like, they're not hiding, right? Because it's like, why would you bring a drow into this situation? That's just going to freak people out. Maybe. And I think that's what they're going for.
They're trying to make a statement.
Oh, we're dealing with dwarves. What are dwarves afraid of? Trees and drow.
Dwarves afraid of drow?
I wouldn't say afraid. I would say there's generally some animosity. There's definitely disagreements over turf, things like that. But they might actually be hiring drow for their general expertise at subterfuge.
Oh, underground.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go visit that lady.
Good luck.
See if I can find out anything.
She didn't seem too talkative, but...
Well, you guys were there.
I ask Gundren, do we know if there are any members of this group here in town?
There are most definitely members in town.
Anybody in the... Are we in the tavern, I guess? Anybody here?
I don't know.
We'll have to keep an eye out.
I do know they front the Red Band.
The Red Band?
Seriously? They're in league with those guys?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I know some of them then.
Really?
The Master of Town is in bed with them.
What?
Wait, is he? Or is that the guy who told us about it? Who's Glassstaff? No, yes, the Town Master is in their pocket.
What?
Yes, so... They have at least indirect control over him.
Through one of their puppet organizations.
Right.
Mm.
Through the local thugs, basically.
Well, we get the brothers back.
Mm-hmm.
This cave that they're hiding, is that the cave where the mine's at? Or
Gundren thinks they might be there.
At Echo Cave, right?
Yeah. Gundren believes that his brothers are going to be at Wave Echo Cave.
Okay.
Which is actually the mines.
Okay. So then what you're saying, Gundren, is that the web has already taken over the mines.
I think they might. I know that's where I lost my brothers.
And you think the head of the organization is there?
There's a reasonable chance that we'll be able to find him.
Do you think the five of us are equipped to handle this?
I believe so. I will outfit you with a little better equipment, but yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I do have to wait a little bit because I'm waiting for a letter. I want to see if I got accepted into college.
What kind of college?
Bard College.
Bard College? How are you going to go to college?
I'm not. It's like this thing where like you meet up with someone and they teach you things. So, because there's bards in the area at all times. We're like all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Home of the Fighting Owlbears.
Yep. It's like, I got accepted into Bard State.
I went to Bard U.
It's just a torch.
Yeah, that's right. It's a huge rivalry between lore and battles or whatever.
Well, I know I need rest.
Yes.
Our dwarf friend looks like he needs rest.
Could use a bit, yes.
Neron, you looks like you could use some rest.
I could.
I say we go to rest.
Yes.
I may have gotten hit on the head and fallen down too many escarpments on this trip. So,
agreed.
All right. Was anybody going to do anything other than rest?
I'm going to go visit that lady.
She's gone.
What?
Conspiracy. Oh,
she escaped.
The town master probably let her out. Gave her full pardon.
No, I super know that. Like, I was like, it's like, we don't want to kill this lady. The town master is super corrupt. I'm certain she's going to get away.
Well, maybe you'll meet her again someday. Perhaps at the mines when we go adventuring there tomorrow. Or maybe she'll just slip into our rooms and slit our throats while we're sleeping.
It's like you see Veska walking around town with like the Christmas Time Is Here, like Charlie Brown song.
During the sad Charlie Brown walk. Yep.
We know how it goes. But no one's stepping in to take us to the next part.
You?
To punch you? So we all go to bed?
Meanwhile, Balagog is walking around, dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay.
Yeah,
quit trying to everybody unwrap goes to your bed. Coins.
Yeah. And we'll go ahead and wrap it there.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for participating in this episode of the Critical Hit. Thank you for sharing this with a friend. Head over to the Major Spoilers website. Use the podcast posting page. Share your thoughts. Share your comments on this episode. Your target goal is 52 comments this week. Why? Because 52. Everybody loves comics. We do, too. And we also love Dungeons & Dragons. And we will talk with you real soon.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.